Welcome back to Queen of the Ring. Y'all, we are 1 week away from the Royal Rumble. We're on the road officially to WrestleMania. So get your DeLoreans ready because we are hitting 88 miles per hour to Hollywood. But, you know, of course, before we get all hyped up for that, we need to get through the hype of the Royal Rumble entrance. So I figure a week before, let's wind down a little bit, right? Which is why this week I am joined by Lo from Wrestling Wind Down Podcast. Y'all, she is an absolute sweetheart. And of course, for this week's segment of Shoot and Boot, the topic is Royal Rumble posters. Now, there are some iconic ones, but I did find some that, let's just say, wouldn't make me buy the pay-per-view. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. Lo, I'm so happy to have you here.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for asking me to join you.
Yeah, of course. We're going to both get our energies up.
It is we are.
So late for us. Oh, man, but it's so nice to see you because the last time I saw you was New York Comic Con weekend. How did that treat you? Was that your first time in New York?
It was. That was my first time in New York. I was there for 27 hours.
Well, what was the sights that you saw?
So we drove past Times Square. We drove past Radio City Music Hall. Where else do we go? We went to Rockefeller Center, like, very briefly, and then obviously Comic-Con. But short trip, but would definitely go back. I feel like I would like New York based on what I saw. I did see some trash, though, which I was like, I've seen the TikToks.
Oh, boy, the TikToks. The TikTok influencers are invading our space. I luckily have never run into them or even like the people that are like the street people that are like, oh, hey, can I ask you a question? What are you listening to? Like, I've never run into those people, thankfully. But you saw the sights, though. You saw
my lights are flickering. Did you see that?
Yeah.
What is going on?
It's your lights trying to be like Times Square, I think. But the panel was so much fun. So Katrina Storm organized the panel, and you guys were the only wrestling panel in New York Comic Con. What a fantastic accomplishment. And you guys killed it. Like, the conversations that were had in the panel were eye-opening, and I know it's up on YouTube. I will definitely link it below. But yeah, how was that? Like, tell me about the experience.
I thought it was amazing. I think, like you mentioned, there were a lot of different conversations that were had, and I think everyone brought really interesting insight to the table. You know, all of us are Black women, but we come from many different walks of life. You know, I'm from the West Coast. We had people from the East Coast. We had people from the South, you know, and they all have this thing in common that they're Black women who work in professional wrestling, whether they're a podcaster or a writer or an actual professional wrestler themselves. Mm-hmm. We all had that common interest or commonality that we're in this professional wrestling sphere. And, you know, it was nice to hear people that have had similar experiences as me and other people who have had these amazing experiences within our wrestling community. You know, I think as women, we always have to kind of have our guard up when we are, you know, producing content, because there are guys out there and even sometimes other women who are just not the kindest. And especially as a woman of color, you know, you have that guard up as it is. But, you know, going into something that you really enjoy, you want to be successful at it. But there are so many times where especially men come in and they, you know, they'll start their shit, you know, name three matches, or you don't know anything. You know, it's just you like it because they're hot and stuff like that. And, you know, it just meant a lot to be up there and really talk about my experiences and hear the other ladies just talk about the experiences that they've had. And I think the panel has had an impact on a lot of people. I've seen that Katrina has taken it to Los Angeles. She's done it virtually for the UK. And, you know, I'm excited to see what else she brings forward, because this was such a great idea. And like you mentioned, it was the only wrestling panel at New York Comic Con last year. And that's amazing. I mean, you have AEW wrestlers who were doing signings and stuff like that, but no one had a specific panel. AEW did it and WWE did not. So It was a huge deal.
Yeah, it was a really huge deal. And it was a great turnout. And it seemed like the general consensus throughout everyone in the room and on the panel was getting more women in charge backstage in those like higher up positions in multiple companies. And it was enlightening to experience that, and like a room full of people that were just all in agreement and just all so supportive of Everything that you guys were saying. Really, it was a movement. It was really a movement.
I definitely, if you haven't checked it out, I definitely would. I think, you know, this is a very evergreen topic that we talked about, and it's evergreen experiences that, you know, you'll look back in a couple years and you'll be like, wow, like I've grown since then, or I did that, you know. And it's definitely something that I'll cherish for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And you've definitely grown, because you've been doing this for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
4 years? Three? No, 4 years.
Going actually, on four. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Going on 4 years. And you started because it's the same exact reason I started. It was because you didn't see that many women in the space.
Right.
And now there's so many.
There really is. I remember when I started, it was like those wrestling girls and I think like a couple other small podcasts, but like you didn't have women's wrestling talk. You didn't have, you know, all of these different women within the wrestling sphere who are covering, you know, different topics and going to these events and doing videos and stuff like that. It was very minimal. And, you know, we got involved. It was my friend that I was in college with at the time, and then myself. We just started. And then, you know, ever since then, we've seen an increase in the amount of women who A, like professional wrestling, and B, feel so confident and knowledgeable about it that they want to start a podcast or they want to start a YouTube page. And it's just so awesome to see, because like I said, when we first started, there wasn't really any women. And now you have all of these women all over the world who are doing this. And it's just so incredible.
Yeah. And especially at a time when like, you know, we both started of not seeing that many women in the space. It's amazing because, you know, growing up when I was watching wrestling, I didn't have that many like other girls like loving wrestling. And to see this space flourish in this way and to see so many women just from like different stratospheres of how they enjoy wrestling and how they take it all in. And I love your brand. Because what I love about your brand is you are that girl. Like, you will talk for days about wrestling. Like, you understand it. You appreciate it. But you're also not afraid to admit, like, hey, yeah, I want Jake something to crush my head with his thighs. Like, I want him to crush my skull with his thighs. And it's, like, so unapologetically you. And I love that. Because, like you said earlier, like, when guys – no, for real. Like, when guys –
oh my
I know that
God.
Was so extreme, but like, I am not the only one that thinks that, especially he has a Patreon. So
he does. Yes.
And people have signed up for it, but it's true because like you said earlier, you know, when people find out that like you like wrestling, it's like, oh, you only like it because of the guys. Like, you know, growing up, I'd be like, oh yeah, I like Randy Orton, John Cena. And they're like, oh, you just like it because of the guys. You don't know real wrestling. And it's dumb. You know, it's so idiotic where you appreciate it and you can go in depth of the wrestlers you like, War Daddy, all that good stuff. But then these guys are like so hypocritical because they'll follow these Twitter accounts and Instagram accounts just dedicated to Bailey's ass, for example. You know, and it's like they're not these pages are not talking about wrestling. They're not talking about her mic skills. They're not doing any of that. But yet we get shamed. If we even say like, hey, this guy's like kind of cute.
You know, the first time I came across one of those pages, I was like, what is this? Like, what are we doing here? And sometimes when I'm scrolling on Instagram, it'll be like suggested page and all it is ass. And I'm like, what are y'all doing over here? Like, it's insane. But, you know, it's been interesting to, you know, be able to show more of my personality. I do keep things really respectful. So obviously I'm not saying I want Jake something to crush me with his thighs
it's
on
okay.
the internet.
We can say it for you. It's totally fine.
But, you know, it's been interesting because, you know, we started as like a group. It was me and my friend that I was in college with. And then she stepped away from the podcast. And then it's just been me for the last couple of years. And I knew when we rebranded or when I rebranded, I really wanted the brand to be me. Right. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I had to bring more of my personality in. And, you know, sometimes I'll tweet stuff and I read it back. And I'm like, damn, that really, really sounds like me. Like, and, you know, I have a social media assistant. Iridian Fierro is my social media assistant. Sometimes I got to send stuff to her because I'm like, I think I went too far here.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do. But there's other times where I'm just like, you know what, whatever. I think especially when it comes to speaking about men in our community and, you know, how they treat women and the way they come at women, either on social media or in person, like that's something that I will not be nice about because I feel like as women in this space already, we have a hard enough time. So, you know, when men are being assholes online or in person or, you know, doing whatever, I feel like we need to stand up for each other. Right. And there's been so many instances where women are uncomfortable at events or men online are saying stupid stuff. And if I see something, I'm definitely sounding off on it. I really don't care. I mean, I know that this is my brand. It's my baby. But at the end of the day, I am a woman as well. And mm-hmm. seeing other women in this space feel uncomfortable and stuff like that, I can't be online and see some type of discourse happening and just sit there and be like, oh, well, I guess I'll scroll the next thing. Like, that's just not me.
Yeah. No, not at all. And it's like, it sucks to still see it. And you went off on your own podcast recently about it. God. I think it was back. Yeah. Oh, it was, I watched that clip on Twitter and I was rooting for you. I was like, you better go the f- off. Like, you better go off because it's true. Like, people will like scroll through your Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is and be like, oh, you're cringe. Oh, this and that. And it's like, baby, just scroll. Like, you know,
like you it costs $0 and 0 cents to just be quiet. Like,
exactly. Like, it's like, tell me you have nothing else better to do with your life without telling me.
Jesus.
No, you went off. I was like, holy shit.
You know what? And the reason why I did that was because, you know, like I said, Iridian is a part of Wrestling Wind Down, but she's also one of my really good friends. And, mm-hmm. you know, I watch the content she produces. I've been there when she's produced content and she puts her heart and soul into her stuff. She's one of the best content creators in the wrestling community that we have. And, you know, she's very dedicated to her craft. And to go on there and support her, and I see men with 5 followers who all they post is are action figures saying cringe or commenting on her body or assuming stuff. I try my best to just be like, I'll just say something once. But sometimes they come for me. And if you come for me, I will send for you. Like, we will go in these comments. I just want to know who moderates the page that she's posted on because I know they read that stuff. And you have to protect your employees. Like, you have this woman who is a professional wrestling fan in your sphere making content for you. You need to make sure that people are not commenting stupid stuff and saying hateful stuff all the time. And this didn't just happen once. It was every single time she would post a video. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And that's why I said something and I did put the publication in there. And ever since then, the comments have been clean. So
good. Good. It worked. We got to them.
Mission complete. City girls up.
No, but it's true because some of these pages, like even like live chats, whoever's moderating it, there's a lot of comments that slip through the cracks. And yeah, it's wild. Like, I've collaborated with other media people like Fightful, WrestleTalk, and it's such a pleasure to work with those other people, you know, with those guys. It's like, I have no problem working with them. I really very much enjoy it. But sometimes the comments can be a little much of like, oh, she's so annoying. Oh, the viewership is always down when she's on. Or even when I did Quizzlemania with my best friend Kayla, people are like, oh, Kayla doesn't even seem like she wants to be there. She doesn't know anything about wrestling. It's like, this is a quiz show. We're all here for and giggles. Like,
right. Why are you taking it so seriously, sir?
Exactly. And it's like, I don't know. It's funny because those people will always hide behind a keyboard and they'll always hide behind a anime profile.
Right.
But they will never do that in person ever because they know that they'll get shut down immediately. Right. Or they can barely look us in the eye when we're out in public, you know? Right,
exactly.
Yeah, so it's, I love that you went off like that too. And like you should, like, and I don't know, like you should, like everyone should defend themselves. Because right. again, like it's like, I'm not going to take this because a majority of this community and this environment and this media space is men. And like, right. I should just bend to my knees for it. You know, like, I'm cursing a lot, but... it gets me off sometimes because, like, it pisses me off because it's, like, we're all here at the end of the day because we like wrestling.
Right.
And outside of this space, we would be the freaks, like, oh, you guys like wrestling? Like, you still watch that? So why are we attacking each other?
Preach.
But yeah, like, people go off all the time and it's ridiculous to see the amount, like, how much they'll jump to a wild conversation to fit their own narratives. Like Rampage, the main event that was last week, was Anna Jay, Ty Mello, Willow Nightingale, and Ruby Soho. And you were there for that.
I was. Right? Yes.
How was it? How was it in the venue?
The arena was strangely quiet. Like, I didn't watch it back on when it aired, but like, I remember sitting there with my friend Cam and I was like, arena's really quiet. Like, it seemed like it had like a weird vibe. I don't know if people were just really tired or what, but like, there was no cheering. And there was actually a dark match that was filmed right after that. And I don't think it's come out yet, but Jade was in the match and it was dead quiet. And I was kind of like, what's going on? Like, and I'm not sure if it was just because the women were on, I can assume, but I mean, no one was really cheering it. People were kind of just like, okay, we're watching it. The match was incredible, right? Like, Willow did her thing. I feel like Willow was the MVP. I was a little bit worried about Ruby because she got busted open like really early and she was bleeding very heavily. And the spot that everyone keeps talking about with Willow and Anna, I knew as soon as it happened that shit was just going to go off on the internet because they needed two tables. I think they needed a table for Willow and they needed a table for Anna. And the way Willow went down, she went through the table and Anna went on the ground. Mm-hmm. And then you have people online. Nia Jax is in AEW now. Like,
I didn't see that.
I saw a couple of those and I was very much like, okay, this is not nice. Like, and I don't know if it was an attack on, you know, women who are not your typical like stick figure, you know, model that are wrestling. Yeah. I don't know if that was the approach that they were going for, or two women that aren't white women. I don't know. Like, as soon as I saw it, I just blocked the person because I was like, I do not have time for this today. And it was actually someone that I followed. And I was like, all right, I'm good on that. I love Willow Nightingale. I'm a Willow Nightingale stan. And I feel like if you can't do the shit yourself, Gary in Minnesota, talking shit online, then just shut up. Like, it's wrestling. We're all watching wrestling. Things do not go perfectly. Shit happens in men's matches all the time. Do they get shit? No.
No.
They don't.
Never. And it's... the discourse of surrounding that match is wild. Because again, like you said, like, you were there and it was a good match. Like, even though the crowd, like, I understand because I've been to AEW shows before. They book or they film Dark and then it's Dynamite and then it's Rampage and then another match after that. So I understand, like, by the main event of Rampage, you get a little tired. You're just like, oh, I'm enjoying the match, but I'm like, I'm low on energy.
Right? Mellow, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I completely understand that. But the hoops that people were going through on Twitter was wild. Because that one spot with Anna Jay and Willow, I saw someone tweet with their whole chest saying that Prime Mick Foley would disapprove of this spot.
What does Mick Foley have to do with this?
The man that like got chokeslammed through a Hell in a Cell down to the ring, so much so where it's so hard that his tooth fell through his upper lip. That guy wouldn't approve of that spot. You're rolling your eyes right now because it's true. Like, it's like, and that, it's funny because the Hell in a Cell is not even prime Mick Foley.
Right.
And like, that's not even close to prime Mick Foley.
Because I just want to know, like, what that person thought, like, when they pulled out their phone and they were like, I'm going to make this comparison tonight. Like, did no one else in the world to compare it to? Like, and furthermore, like, again, what does Mick Foley have to do with Willow Nightingale and Anna Jay? Like, yeah. And then I've seen stuff about people complaining about the blood. Like, y'all weren't complaining when Britt Baker was bleeding out.
Exactly. Y'all, they weren't, okay. So they weren't complaining about Wheeler Yuta bleeding out during that match with Jon Moxley. Like, he was gushing blood. And I saw people complaining about Ruby Soho bleeding. And people were saying it's too much and this and that and blah, 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 blah. And I defended it online. And I was like, you guys eat it up any single time a guy does it. But when Ruby does it, like, why is it too much? Like, why is it so, like, why is it so, like, a negative thing? Like, I don't understand why. And people were saying, like, oh, well, it wasn't for a title. And it's like, okay, it doesn't have to be for a title. Like, it's just a match. Like, they're having a match. It's wrestling. And people are like, oh, well, it's not important. There's no story. It's like, it's a story, sure. Like, not every wrestling match needs a story.
So you have to have a story to bleed.
Exactly. You have to have a story to bleed. All that stuff. Blah, blah, blah. And then they also said, oh, well, it was on the B show on Rampage. Which is ridiculous to say, because that one match with Wheeler Yuta versus Jon Moxley was not for a title. There was sort of a story, but not, like, there yet. Mm-hmm. And it was on Rampage. So what's the difference? You know,
like I said, I just think it's interesting because I think about, you know, when Britt Baker was bleeding, you know what I mean? We've seen so many pictures and reenactments and people, you know, put it at the top of their list as one of the top AEW moments for Britt Baker and in general. But when Ruby does it, why is it not okay? Why do we have questions? Like, what's going on? Why is she doing that? Why is she bleeding so much? Why'd they have her, you know, why is she bleeding? And it's like, why is it okay for one woman to do it, but then when another woman does it in a street fight, it's not okay? Like, why do we have these certain boundaries over certain women on the roster? It just, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, I feel like some fans feel like they have to complain about something. And again, it's like, you, if you don't like something, just scroll. If you see something on TV, whether it's wrestling related or not, like, you don't have to watch it. Tony Khan is not behind you, like, gonna fist fight you because you turn the channel. Like, it's not that serious.
Exactly. And you can like something and still criticize it, still feel some type right. of way. But to be so angry about it online, like, therapy can be free sometimes. Like, it try sure it can. Out.
A diary,
a journal. Play with a puzzle or something. Like, let it out there. But it's like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous the hoops that they'll go through to just like feel like they're right, I guess. I don't know. It's just so weird because everything that they say doesn't make sense. It does not prove their point. It's just admit that.
You know, sometimes when I go through and I see like an argument online about wrestling, and I'll go through the paragraphs that are stated, and usually they contradict themselves, but usually I get a headache because it's just too much. You know, I feel like we need to put our energy into something else. You know what I mean? And I love professional wrestling as well, but I feel like sometimes men especially, they take it too far and they want to argue and they want to get angry. And it's like, it's wrestling. Like, this is supposed to be a sport, a hobby that you enjoy. It's just like football. I don't see anybody going toe to toe for football on my timeline arguing. Maybe that's just because my timeline is curated differently, but I don't see it. I don't see it for hockey. I don't see it for anything else. But when it comes to wrestling, like, these people are ride or die. And it's like, you got to relax at some point. You can't keep arguing. And I think, too, Now it's kind of getting a little bit better, but I remember when the arguments used to be, well, if you like WWE, you can't like AEW. Like, you can't like both brands. You know what I mean? Sometimes I still see that, but it's not as bad now. But again, why are we arguing? Like, Tony Khan, Triple H are not behind you in your living room going to fist fight you if you watch one or the other. Like, relax.
Yeah, like, they're not going to give you free tickets if you keep defending them. Like, they're not going to do that. And it reminds me of that episode of Black Mirror where the episode was about like social media and how mm-hmm. addictive the engagement is. And I mm-hmm. think that also contributes to wrestling Twitter, especially where
definitely
like a point gets across, whether it's right, whether it's wrong, they still get like the 1,000 quote tweets and 7 likes. It's still a win for these people. And right. most of them have in their bios, like, blocked from this person. This person blocked me. We're just like, okay, who cares? All right. Yeah, it gets sickening. It sounds like they need a glass of wine.
They sure do. Maybe tequila at this point, because it just... might have to start sending out wrestling wine down, like, complimentary bottles when I see people going head to head on the timeline, because it is not that serious.
Okay, wait, but that would be cute, like a little airline bottle. That'd be so cute.
Honestly, people argue every day I don't have that kind of budget.
Listen, WrestleMania is coming. I think that's, oh my gosh, you should just have that, like little wrestling wine down, little wines.
Oh
yeah. You're welcome for
marketing. I need to look into this.
Okay, so WrestleMania is coming. We're on the road to the big show, and the Royal Rumble is next week. What would you say is the best wine to pair for your Royal Rumble watch-alongs?
I feel like, let's do like a mimosa, not like a regular mimosa. Let's spice it up. Maybe get like some grapefruit juice. We could do prickly pear juice with the champagne. I think we need something a little bit more like, you know, jazzy for the Royal Rumble. It is the first pay-per-view of the year. It should be exciting. Royal Rumble is one of my favorite pay-per-views, and there's always a surprise. Like, there's always that excitement. You know, you're feeling bubbly because you don't know who's going to come back. You know Cody's coming back because they told us that surprise. But you don't know.
I like that you're feeling bubbly, so you need something bubbly. Like a little Prosecco or something.
Yes.
I love Prosecco. Prosecco I have like with a strawberry. Like I dip a strawberry in it.
Okay.
It's so good. It gives it a little flavor. Yeah. But... Do you have any predictions on surprise entrance? Like, who do you really want to see?
I would love to see Jacqueline or Jazz. I feel like Jacqueline is more attainable at this point. I wish they would have Jazz in there, but just based on like the history, I don't know. Maybe, you know, they have talked things out, but I don't see it happening, even though she has been on her retirement tour. And I think that would be something that would be legendary to have in some of her last years in the ring. Wow. I want Kelly Kelly, because Kelly Kelly's gear always just pops off.
Yeah, it's
nice. Just looks so good. Mm-hmm. I wanted Michelle McCool, but clearly they have not called her based on what the timeline is saying. She's like, I live down the street and no one has called me. So unless she's bamboozling all of us, I don't think Michelle McCool will be in it, which I feel like is a disappointment because, again, she is there in Texas. You don't have to pay for a flight. And she could still go.
Yeah, she could still go. That first Women's Royal Rumble she like popped off. She had like the most eliminated at the time.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And then I think Rhea Ripley took that record. Or maybe she didn't. I don't know. People yell at us in the comments below if she did or didn't. Who cares? But I would also like to see, I would love to see Jazz. Jazz would be amazing to come out of retirement and come back. But I also want to see Right to Censor Ivory. Like, she was fun to watch last year.
Yeah.
And it would be great to have her come it back would be. On the mic.
I think what would also be interesting is if they brought Naomi back. You know, we've seen a couple rumors now that is she coming back? Is she not? And we know that she came back before at Royal Rumble and had this huge pop, and then they didn't do anything with her. But I'm wondering if they might reinvent the wheel and do it again and try and do better by Naomi by bringing her back. I don't know. I would love that, but only if there was some type of payoff. I don't necessarily see her winning the match, unfortunately, but I feel like they could still utilize her to her best of her ability. I mean, she's a veteran. She's been there for a very long time, and I still feel like she hasn't received her flowers the way she should.
Oh, yeah, because, like, when she started out during the Divas era, she was one of the most athletic women on the roster at that time. And now she has great competition that can keep up with her. You know? And especially last year, she had a really good story kicking off with Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just, like, pulled the rug underneath that, which was disappointing to see. But I would like to see her win the Royal Rumble and then go on to WrestleMania to face Charlotte. And, like, I have unfinished business with you. And then that go ahead
interesting.
And... Oh, I would love it. I would love it. And that's her title because she is 2-time SmackDown Women's Champion.
Right.
And Charlotte has the championship now.
Okay, now.
Hello, writers.
Hunter might be listening.
I hope so. I got a lot of other things to say to him, too. But I hope he's listening. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That'll be interesting. But... All right, it's time for Shoot 'em Boot. It's a fun game, fun little game on this podcast where we discuss the things we like and we don't like in a respectful manner, and we're not trolls about it. So if we're doing Royal Rumble posters and if you like something, you shoot it. If you don't like it, you boot it. You know, you can base this answer if you see the poster and you're like, do I want to buy this pay-per-view for $59.99 on my cable box. I wouldn't know. I had a jailbroken, like, black box.
Oh, my God.
I did. I'm not ashamed of it. Thanks, Mom and Dad. So we are going to start off with the 1991 Royal Rumble. This is an iconic poster. It's a lovely poster, and I'm going to give it a shoot. You've got someone in the front who I don't really care for.
Call me SZA. I can't see. I'm blind. I can't see who that is.
I don't know who that is.
I don't.
I don't know. Is that John Cena? Because I can't see him. But I'm going to give it a shoot. This is iconic. They've redone this poster several times. What do you think, Lo?
I would shoot as well.
Yeah, it's a
I'm
good
like,
one.
I'm like looking all in the back. I'm like, who else is back there? Who's coming with you?
There's a bunch of people. A Texas Tornado. We got the Sergeant. Earthquake. Who else? That's all I can tell. But we've got some other like stand-ins in the back.
We have some extras in the back. They're just filling up the space. But if I were standing in front of them, I would be very scared. So I will shoot it.
Next, we have Royal Rumble 1994. This is a very interesting. This is like peak 90s advertising.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I would boot it. It's very chaotic. It's very chaotic. Like... Look at the mother right there. She's like, who paid for this? Right? And the kid is like looking like he accidentally bought it on the remote. They didn't give him a yes or no to actually buying it. And he just bought it. So he's in trouble.
Oh, yeah. He's in deep waters. Literally, because Doink the Clown is about to dump a bucket of water on him. But yeah, she's disapproving. She was like, honey, who bought this crap? And... the kid is enjoying it. The dad is like, oh, brother, give me a break.
Here we go.
This is such peak 90s advertising, because the tagline is like, in your living room. Like, WWE was so like, in your house, in your living room. We're invading your space. Like, chill out. I need space from you. I love it just because of that. There is so much happening, but they're going through a television screen. This is...
There's legs, arms.
Legs flying everywhere. Undertaker's urn is like flying out of the TV. There's a lot happening. Distress. Anyway, I'm shooting. You're booting. I love it. It's great. Okay, next we have the Royal Rumble 1995. Very plain Jane basic.
Yes. I feel like David Hasselhoff is missing from here. Like, I feel like this was like a stock photo for like Baywatch.
Yeah.
Because if I saw this and I had no idea what it was, I would be like, why did they use a beach picture? Like, I know on the bottom they have wrestling, but there's also a damn flamingo and a palm tree on the bottom. Like, what's the vibe here?
Nothing says wrestling more than a flamingo. But you're right. I feel like David Hasselhoff should be like mid-run in this photo. Like washed up logos, like something's gotta give on the beach.
Yeah.
Like who took the time to carve that out? Yeah, this is a boot. It's giving nothing.
Boot.
Yeah. Definite boot. Although I do want to lay up on that beach with a Prosecco.
Definitely. Where are the chairs at?
They're behind the camera. Okay, next we have Royal Rumble 1998. This is iconic. Stone Cold Steve Austin, nails through the head. That sexy ass neck. Anyway. am I wrong? What do you think, Lo?
I will shoot it. This is such an iconic poster. Whenever you see this, you're like, oh, I remember that was a Royal Rumble poster. You have the chain as well. And I mean, you know exactly who this is if you're a wrestling fan, if you just look at it. You know what I mean? It's not like you're confusing Stone Cold Steve Austin for anybody else.
Yeah. And this is, if this was somebody else, I'd be like, I don't really know. But because it's Stone Cold Steve Austin, this is a part of his brand. I love it. This is one of my favorite. And this is when I think about the 90s and the Royal Rumble, I definitely go back to this poster.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a shoot. He looks good.
You're like, I don't even see his face, but his neck, the chain.
Listen, sometimes you don't even see his face.
The earring.
Yeah. The earring. Oh, my gosh. Listen, 1998 Stone Cold Steve Austin was really something. Okay, next is the Royal Rumble 2001. Another iconic poster. Also, China's on it.
Yes.
It's an automatic shoot for that.
I'm looking at this again. It reminds me of the first one that we saw with like the crowd of people coming towards you. Mm-hmm. So definitely kind of like the same idea. The house in the back is what's confusing me. I don't know where they had the 2001 Royal Rumble, but it's giving very much like a wild, wild west.
I think maybe this was New Orleans. Okay. It looks like it's Bourbon Street.
It does.
It looks like it's Bourbon
like
Street.
It looks like Texas, like cowboyish or like New Orleans.
Yeah, for sure. It probably isn't. I'm sure people will definitely let us know in the comments. But
yes.
It definitely looks like it's in Bourbon Street because I still think about Bourbon Street during WrestleMania 34, and it was quite the time because I was blackout drunk. But anyway, no Prosecco's that night, but this is a shoot. Again, like the creative characters behind them is a great touch. And this was a fun Royal Rumble, and this was the first Royal Rumble where a woman appeared, and it was
yes.
China.
And I'm glad that they put her on the poster as well.
I know. I'd love that they put her on the poster. And this was like peak China, where she was everywhere in the media. So
I'm shooting this one as well.
I'm shooting it too. It's great. Okay, next is the horrible 2005.
What? Oh, Jesus.
This is the recreation of West Side Story.
I literally was like, this is some West Side Story shit.
It literally is, because this is the year where they were on the road to WrestleMania 21 in Hollywood. Yes. So they were doing all those like old Hollywood vignettes, and West Side Story was one of them.
I just want to know who pitched this.
I want to give them a award.
I mean, I just like I'm literally like close to the screen because I'm like, okay, I see JBL, I see Ray. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is that Hunter in a wig up top?
And yeah, and to the left of Hunter is Ric Flair with a wig as well.
Oh, dear.
The bottom is Rey Mysterio, and he's wearing his mask.
I think Big Show is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rey Mysterio is wearing his mask, but he's also wearing a wig on top of his mask.
You know what? I will shoot it just for the creativity, because I feel like whoever pitched this definitely pitched the wigs when they pitched the whole idea. They were like, yeah, if someone is doing this, they need to wear a wig. I wonder what their budget was.
It didn't look that much. That's for sure. It looks like they spent money on the pyro and they're like, oh, wait, we still got to do that Royal Rumble poster. All right, let's go to Party City, get some wigs. Let's go to the thrift store, get some costumes. Y'all, do you guys own Converse? All right, you guys should buy some Converse, roll up your cuffs and your jeans.
I would give them a star, like an I tried star. They tried.
A for effort. I'm gonna give it a shoot too, because this is different. Like, you know, it's different. It's not. They're not all like standing around being like, oh, we're tough. We're not beating each other out of a television set. So they're on a literal set. West Side Story. I love it. Also, Kurt Angle in the wig is.
Oh, dear.
It's great. It's like the more you look at it, the more you notice everything.
Yes. I'm going to go zoom in on this once we're done and be like, why did they do that?
Oh my God, I'll send it to you so you can zoom in. Okay, next is the Royal Rumble 2012. We have Santino on the cover as reading through a crystal ball.
Mm.
What do you think?
No.
Take it all in.
I would 100% boot this. I don't like, what are we doing here? This is very like I dream of Genie. Like, it's very mystical. Like, what is in there? What is in the frame? Is someone getting suplexed?
It looks like someone's getting a boot to the face. I think it's him. It was probably him when he got eliminated like that 1 second from the Royal Rumble. He's like,
I don't know. It feels very like infomercial-ish. Like 3 a.m. infomercial. Uh-huh. Yeah, like he's trying to sell me that magic ball. I don't want it. So I'm going to boot.
Yeah, it's an automatic boot. If I saw this and they're like, hey, buy the Royal Rumble this year. I'm like, nah, I think I might be good, actually. I'll go call Miss Cleo instead, because I don't want anything to do with this. It's a boot.
Okay, oh, next yes.
The Royal Rumble 2008 in Madison Square Garden, my hometown. This is great. It's everyone just beating each other up on the subway, which really, that's how it is during rush hour in New York. Ooh. Anyway.
I feel like this is one of the first Royal Rumbles I watched, because I do vividly remember this poster.
Yeah,
a blonde this is the one... Jeff Hardy.
Oh, a good Jeff Hardy.
You got Mr. Kennedy too?
Yeah, Kennedy! I love his little gimmick. But this was the Royal Rumble when John Cena came out at number 30. And he came out, he came back like before his injury and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Before he was
automatic shoot.
Yeah, automatic shoot just for that alone. Because Man, he pushed through that injury. He wasn't supposed to come back for like 9 months, but he came back in 6 months. Automatic shoot. This is a fun poster. It's like a who's who in that poster. You got Rey Mysterio, Shelton Benjamin, Batista giving a forearm to Randy Orton, and somewhere in the back is some dude named CM Punk.
I do see MVP, I think, with his nose strap. Yeah. I see Mark Henry. I see Finley. That I can't even see anyone else. Philip, are you back there?
I think, yeah, he's like underneath Mark Henry. His little tiny head.
Oh, I see him. Out. I see him.
Yeah. There's Phil. There he is. I think The Miz is back there taking a phone call. I don't know what's going on. Oh, my God. There's somebody back there like, it's showtime. It's showtime on the subway. It has to be. This is a shoot. This poster's awesome. Next up, and the last one, is the Royal Rumble this year, 2023. What'd you think?
It's giving meteorology.
Yeah, it's giving meteorology. It's giving Weather Channel.
And mythical, like very... I feel like someone might read me like my zodiac or something. It's very, I don't know. I don't know the vibe.
It's giving Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. This looks like an Endgame poster.
It does.
Yeah.
I just want to know like what's to the left. Like what is everyone looking at? The WrestleMania sign, maybe? Probably.
Maybe, but no one's really pointing at... Oh, well, I guess The Miz is pointing at it, and Ricochet is Supermaning his way over there.
And Austin Theory looks like he's going to square up with the WrestleMania sign.
Austin Theory looks like he missed the assignment, because it looks like everyone else is looking at the same thing, but he's...
Like an angle, yeah.
Yeah. Like, at least Asuka in the back is giving face to the camera. But yes. Austin Theory is in a world of his own.
I don't know about this. I mean, I think they definitely, it seems more like an art piece rather than a poster for an event, in my opinion. Mm. Like, it's nice to look at, but I'm, you know what? Rhea Ripley's on here. I'm gonna go with it.
You gonna shoot it?
I'm gonna shoot it.
I see my favorite. I'm just gonna give it a shoot.
I'll just shoot it. I feel like they could have gone without Cody on here because Cody was on the poster before he was even announced to come back. So we already knew Cody was coming back as soon as we saw the poster.
Yeah. I wish they didn't announce him coming back because it's like we know that he's gonna come back. Just let us still be surprised.
Right.
Give it to us. I'm gonna give this a shoot. I like the little like Marvel take. Again, it looks like they're about to face off with Thanos, and it looks like Thor is behind there. He's like, "Don't worry, guys, I got this. You go ahead, have that Royal Rumble."
It's artistic.
It is, and I can hear Seth Rollins laughing through this.
Me too. Yeah, I was just thinking that.
All right, so that was our shoot and boot with the Royal Rumbles. What are your predictions for the Royal Rumble? Since we're on the topic, who's winning it?
I don't know if Cody's gonna win. I feel like that makes too much sense to happen. Mm-hmm. But I kind of want him to win. I've seen a couple rumors of people that could win, and I'm like, God, no, please. So I'm gonna go with Cody here. For the women, I want Rhea Ripley to win. Personally, I feel like she deserves it. But, you know, I don't know what Dalton's going to do if Rhea Ripley is going for the title. Like, is he going to carry his mommy's title for him? For her? I don't know. So, who do you think? Because I feel like there hasn't been anyone that I'm like, that's the person.
I think for the men, I think it is Cody, because they want to build him up. I don't know if I see him taking that title away from Roman, though. Mm. Like, I don't see him dethroning Roman. It seems like maybe he's the only one left in the, on the roster, but I just don't see it in the cards for him. But I do see him main eventing one of the nights of WrestleMania.
True, I agree.
Yeah, but I don't know who. I don't want to see him versus Seth Rollins again. Like, it'd be cool if they circle back to it, but for WrestleMania, like, I don't want to see it. I want to see him go after someone
related to him.
You're right. I do want to see Cody Rhodes versus Stardust. I really want to see it.
Okay.
I do. That could be a really great cinematic match, and it could be in space. Oh my God. You let me book the show, please. It could be a cinematic match, and it's Cody versus Stardust, and it's like Major Tom, David Bowie is playing in the background, and they're fighting, but then they turn on like the anti-gravity switch, and so they're like floating in the air, wrestling, power bombing each other.
Your mind. Wow.
Wouldn't you watch that?
I feel like giving very much like lights out match, which is something that is happening at the Royal Rumble. And I'm kind of like, how is this going to happen?
Yeah. Especially, I think they're in a baseball stadium. Like, can you turn the lights off at a baseball stadium? How long does do the lights go back on? Like, Times Square?
Have we looked this up? Like, who's booking this?
Yeah, who's booking it? It's not me. That's for sure. They're missing out on some great content.
I just want to know, like, how are the fans going to know what's going on? Like, no lights at all?
I mean, everybody has a phone. You just
turn them on.
Turn the flashlights.
Be like Future, turn on the lights.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. It'd be like the Fireflies again.
Oh yeah.
Bray Wyatt coming out. Yeah.
There we go.
There we go. But as far as the women, the women is anybody could win.
Yeah.
And I don't see anybody really standing out. Rhea Ripley does stand out. And I do see Dom carrying her. Like, he could have a little like purple pillow and carry the title out with her anytime she defends it. That'd be cute.
A belt boy.
Yeah, that's what his legacy has been all along. That's where it was heading, to be a belt boy.
That's his community service for going to jail. Is being a belt boy.
Yeah, his probation officer approves of that. But I, you know what? I also could see Bayley winning.
Mm.
I think she needs that too. Because her stable with Io and Dakota, I love it. I think they're great together. And I love Bayley so much. I think she's amazing on the mic. And, you know, she carried the Thunderdome era. But I think this is what she needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, it's going to be a wild card this year, but
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I am too. Like you said, the Royal Rumble is the like most wonderful time of the year. It's my favorite as well. And it's just fun to watch like all together with other people. You know?
Yeah, very true.
Pop a bottle of champagne.
I know that's right.
Yep. Get a mimosa going. I've always wanted to ask you this. Do you have like those big champagne glasses that's like bigger than your head?
I do not. I do know there's a restaurant out here that does that. I think if you drink it all, you get it for free. Like, but the thing is huge. You have to share it with people. It's insane. I think the restaurant's called like Mimosa's Gourmet Cafe. I've never actually been there, but I've seen the videos and I'm like, this is chaotic. I don't even know anyone that's actually done it. I've just seen like TikTokers go and Instagram people go, but the glass is huge.
I think you need the glass for the brand. I think you
know what? I'm just going to sit in the glass when I do my shows.
Oh my God, you should. You totally should. Actually, oh, you know what you should get? You should have a booth at WrestleCon and you just do meet and greets in the glass.
Oh, wow. I feel like Kim Kardashian when she was in that champagne glass for Paper Magazine years ago when she broke the internet. It's my time, Kim.
Yes, exactly. It is your time. You know what? You should. You should. In fact, you know what you should do? Just go out WrestleMania, have an entrance, come out in a champagne glass.
Who do I you talk should. To do that?
I got you. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Lo, you are amazing. You're fantastic. Thank you. I absolutely enjoyed my time with you. Let the people know where they can hear your beautiful voice.
You can find Wrestling Wind Down wherever you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio. We're on Twitter and Instagram at WWDCAST. We do have merch, 1-800-WAR-DADDY. We just dropped a new collection, the Bad Bitch Trifecta. Bad Bitches for Ricky Starks. Bad Bitches for Daniel Garcia. Bad Bitches for Hook. Shop.WrestlingWindDownLV.com. And yeah, keep up with us on social media. That's where we post our merch. We post all types of stuff on there. So keep on checking us out.
Yeah, and don't be a troll to Lo or I'll kick your ass.